Located behind Fire Station 3 on Airport Heights Drive, the tall and sprawling new facility dominates the Anchorage Fire Department Joint Training Campus. To the east is the former classroom building. To the west sits the familiar training tower. After Mayor Dan Sullivan cut the ceremonial ribbon stretched between two fire hydrant props, Anchorage Fire Chief Mark Hall spoke privately and proudly about the new center.
I would say that this is a one-of-a-kind in the state of Alaska. There are a couple other regional training centers throughout the state. There's one in Fairbanks, there's one in Juneau, and I might be missing one, but nothing like this, nothing with the capability that we have here.
The classroom area can handle 400 people, and the four classrooms in the older building next door have been renovated as well. The dedication ceremony itself took place in a huge garage-like area.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? I mean, here we have 1, 2, 3, 4 bay doors, and we can put at least 2 engines on each one, so we can hold 8 engine companies in here. It's our transition area for when we're doing daily training. However, we have used this with these new hire groups, as a matter of fact. We were testing in the middle of winter. We set it up all inside, so now we can do the test 365, 24/7.
Hall said the $18 million funding came primarily from 2 state grants with some municipal money. The recruits, Hall mentioned, stood in 3 uniformed rows to one side of the ceremony. There were 32 of them. They included one woman, and according to the fire department, 16% were minority. The money for the hiring came from a federal SAFER grant. Hall described them as lateral hires, a distinction he says carries an advantage for the department.
These guys and gals are all Firefighter 1. They all either have an EMT or a paramedic license. What that's going to help us with is that we don't have to teach them to be a firefighter, and we don't have to teach them to be a paramedic or an EMT. We just have to show them Anchorage's way. So what took us maybe 5.5 months previously, hopefully now will only take us 8 weeks.
Besides getting the recruits into the firefighting ranks sooner, the lateral hiring also saves considerable money in training. Several years ago, the Anchorage Police Department tried lateral hiring when it accepted several officers from Ohio, which was experiencing an economic downturn. But the combination of weather, distance, and department expectations resulted in none remaining. In contrast, Chief Hall says nearly all of these recruits have strong Alaska ties.
4 or 5 of them actually grew up in Anchorage or Chugiak or Alaska and went outside to get a firefighting job. So they went out, got trained, and we were able to bring them back and use them here in Anchorage. There are some of these folks from Chugiak Volunteer Fire Department, the Girdwood Volunteer Fire Department, volunteer fire departments throughout the state.
The joint training facility is also available free of charge to the Anchorage Police Department. But the fire chief says the department also wants to offer classes for agencies as well as individual fire department personnel and volunteers from around the state, all for a fee, of course. This weekend, the general public can tour the new training facility as well as see firefighting demonstrations, check out department equipment, receive car seat inspections, have the kids go up against Sparky the Fire Dog in mock firefighting competition, and enjoy a free barbecue. The open house takes place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., just behind Fire Station 3 at 1140 Airport Heights Drive. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.